Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 5:04. Chance Jackson's family says he is beginning a long recovery from his gunshot wounds. A 15-year-old boy is accused of shooting Jackson twice last month at his middle school in Martinsville. Jackson is said to be doing well at Methodist Hospital in Indianapolis. Corporate tax rates would fall 2% from 8.5% to 6.5% under a bill passed by the Indiana House yesterday. Bill sponsor Eric Turner says the proposal will bring jobs to the state.
Send it a message that we are open for business and to corporations who want to start here, expand here, relocate here is a strong message, and I think this will help the future of jobs in Indiana.
Some lawmakers argue it will have the reverse effect, taking money out of the pockets of people who need it. The legislation now moves to the Senate for confirmation. The maps are drawn and so are the battle lines. The Indiana General Assembly continues to work to meet the requirements of determining new legislative district maps. Republican strategist Cam Savage says the maps are much improved.
They take in communities of interest in a much more compact way, I think, than the previous maps. And they've really looked at improving things like not crossing school district boundaries, particularly in Lake County, that had been a problem. I think they've remedied that. So, yeah, I think this is a major step forward.
Opponents of the proposed maps say that voters should have more time to weigh in. The panel weighs in tonight on Lawmakers on WFYI 1. Another round of heavy rain prompting flooding fears across central Indiana. Forecasters are predicting some parts of the Hoosier State may receive over 4 inches during the latest downpour. It's the last day of our spring membership campaign. To support local news and all things considered, call 800-233-0020.